Welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Cat.
And I'm Joe.
And we have somebody here.
We do.
We do. Who is this?
Sarah.
Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. And Sarah, what's your last name?
Kolbetzer.
She's related to the other two Kolbetzers that were here before.
Oh, no.
Yes, this is the young one.
Oh, my God. We're in trouble again.
And so for the last, I don't know, how many weeks, what have I been hearing? When is it my turn? When is it my turn? When is it my turn? So today is her turn.
Ta-da! Today's your turn.
Yes. So.
All right.
So do you think we're going to have a good show?
You know, we always have a good time.
Yes, we do.
And even Professor Dave's here.
Professor Dave is here.
Ta-da.
I'm going to turn down my speaker, though, because we're all really loud.
Cool.
Okay. So I have a stupid question.
Okay.
To which you're supposed to respond, there are no stupid questions.
Oh, there are no stupid questions.
Okay, let's give it a shot, though.
Okay.
If the market for energy drinks is going up but still losing money, does that mean it's a Red Bull market?
Say what?
It's a hint.
Uh-oh, it's going to be one of those days already.
Yes, it is.
So, trivia question of the day from businessinsider.com. What is the most consumed beverage?
Of the 55 billion servings of all kinds of beverages drunk each day? Beverages get drunk? Anyway.
Drunk, stunk.
Yes, other than water.
Okay.
1.7 billion or 3.1% are Coca-Cola, trademark or licensed products.
Ta-da.
That's amazing.
So they're the Red Bull of the market.
Yes. Yes. So today's theme is?
Sarah's birthday cake.
Yay! What kind of birthday cake did you have, Sarah?
Rainbow.
And who made it?
Cat.
And how was it?
Good.
Rainbow monkeys.
What?
She knows what that means.
Do you?
She's never watched a cartoon with rainbow monkeys?
No, she was not born in the 60s, honey.
No, this is actually a later one.
Oh, that's kind of scary.
Yes. Okay.
So, do you call it, what do you call it?
It's got to be about soda.
Soda or pop.
What's pop?
Okay, so you're one of those, huh?
It's soda.
Uh-huh. Well, from tastyresearch.com, we have our curious saying of the day. Different regions of the English-speaking world use different terms for the same thing, soft drinks.
Yes. The word soda comes from soda water, sodium bicarbonate with acid to quick freeze or fizz.
We're to the second line, and you've already muffed the word. Okay.
Speckle. Its original meaning was sodium carbonate, Na2CO3, but has evolved into one of the generic terms for a soft drink.
Because I want a glass of Na2CO3, which would just be kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yes. The term pop was introduced later in 1812 by Robert Southey, a new manufacturer of a nectar between soda water and ginger beer called pop. Because pop goes the cork when it's drawn.
Trailing soda and pop and its popularity is Coke, which has influenced in the South, likely due to the location of the Coca-Cola plant in Georgia. I'll have a Coke. What kind of Coke? Root beer, please.
That makes no sense.
But you go to Japan, if you wanted soda, all you have to say is Coke or Coca-Cola, and they know exactly what you want.
They bring you Coke or root beer?
No, they bring you Coca-Cola.
Oh, okay. Soda is more popular in the Southwest, Northeast, and St. Louis area, and pop is used more in the Northwest and Midwest, and Coke is used in the South.
Other terms for soft drinks from other countries, via Wikipedia, Canada's and the British say pop.
Some Brits even say fizzy drink.
In Western Scotland, they use ginger.
Oh. Aussies and New Zealanders say soft drink.
And some Australians have been known to call it lolly water.
Amongst other odd things they say.
Mm-hmm.
So where... What? Lolly? You like that? Lolly water.
Lolly water.
It was just time for Sarah to talk.
Yeah, she had to say hi.
Oh, yeah. We have something in a moment to say. So where did the term soft drink come from?
It was chosen because a hard was used to describe alcoholic beverages.
Mm-hmm.
Hence the atomy soft was
Sarah can help you pronounce that word if you'd like.
Edamame soft was the obvious choice for a non-alcoholic beverage.
And beverage came from the old French root word bevre, to drink, during their conquest of England in 1066. Don't blow into the microphone, silly girl. So we have something special that we prepared.
Uh-oh.
Yes, we were going to do it at the end, but we're going to do it now. You ready to sing our song? Okay. This is a song about soft drinks. It's under the Irish blessings, because that's where you put that stuff. Okay, you ready, kiddo? Okay. Coca-Cola went to town.
Pepsi-Cola shot him down.
Dr. Pepper pipped him up.
Now we all drink 7-Up.
7-Up got the flu.
Now we all drink Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew fell off a mountain.
Now we drink from the fountain.
Fountain broke, people choked.
Now we drink Diet Coke.
Yay! Hey! Good job.
Bravo, bravo.
Was that fun?
That song will stick in your head for a while.
Yes, it will. Hey!
Yeah.
I have a top five list.
Which means we have 17,427 answers.
11, and these really pop.
Ooh, oh.
These are the top 11 signs Americans drink way too many soft drinks.
Okay, top 11 signs.
Yes. So all right. Number 11 is, don't eat the microphone. You don't know where it's been. Joe might have used it before you.
Ow.
Number 11 is, acknowledging the latest breakfast trend, Kellogg announces the new fourth Rice Krispie character, Fizz.
I have had my tetanus shots. All
right. Oh, okay.
Number 10, gasoline grades now offered by Shell and Mobil. Regular, premium, and wild cherry.
Yes. Number 9, soft drink companies slap their name or logo on just about everything that's sacred in these United States of Fantamerica.
There you go. Fant.
Fantamerica.
I actually had Fanta the other day.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Orange. Your brother likes Fanta, doesn't he?
I had Diet Grape.
Ooh, what's your favorite flavor of soda? Sarah?
Fanta.
Fanta? What flavor? Orange or grape or cherry?
Orange.
Orange.
Number 8. The entire back half of the new Chevy Avalanche is a massive soda tank.
I had to look at that for a moment.
Yeah, like Avalanche. What? Okay, Bevalanche. Yes.
7. Oh, this is awful. Latest scientific find, the natural acid in Coke eliminates any need to sterilize those baby bottles.
Ooh. Number 6, Blood Bank announced a critical need for type AB Fresca.
Oh. Number 5. Now, Sarah, what do I always tell you guys, especially at the dinner table? I tell you to be polite, you shouldn't, talk about bodily fluids and or functions, right? Okay, I get to break that rule on the radio. Your daughter winning the National Spelling Bee was nice, but the real prestige came when Grandma won the National Long Burp Competition.
Yay!
You can laugh if you think that's funny. She's not laughing.
The Long Burp Competition. I like it. Mm-hmm. Number 4, Dr. Pepper has just been named the new Surgeon General.
Number 3, Mountain Dew Special Doo-Doo Head Collection features pictures of customers who have hit the million can mark. Uh-oh, that's Dave. Yeah, Dave drinks Mountain Dew because he doesn't have nearly enough energy on his own.
Doo-doo.
Doo-doo head. D-O/D-E-W.
I love it.
Yeah.
Number 2, you can't decide where to bring sour cream and Coke orange. Repeat.
Oh my.
Number 2, you can't decide whether to bring sour cream and onion Coke or Buffalo Ranch Pepsi to the Super Bowl party.
Ew. And the number 1 sign Americans drink way too many soft drinks.
Mommy, Jimmy was jumping on the bed and he exploded.
Oh my. I found dumb criminal news about soda.
Oh.
Pop. From
soda.
Soda pop from dumbcriminals.com.
Gotcha.
It's called Make Yourself at Home. Being a host is so stressful. First, you have to clean your house to the point of hiding any evidence of actual humans living there. Uh-huh. Next, you need to spend time preparing a bunch of unhealthy food that your female guests probably won't even look at because it contains a deadly disease known as calories.
But this lady in California had it easy. Upon returning home, she found her guest was already helping himself to a drink. Realizing that she was probably the victim of the burglary, the woman called to invite the cops to this impromptu party. According to the Glendora Patch, the young burglar.
We got a whole new theme today.
Yes, we are. Hadn't even stolen anything, unless, of course, it happened to be a really valuable can of Pepsi. But we all know Coke is where it's at.
Ba-dum-bum.
Ta-da.
So I have a story.
Aww.
Actually, lots of stories.
Cool.
We're going to be at your thing in a moment. From barefootlast.com.
Barefootlast.com?
Yes, the barefootlast.com.
We're not implying anything here.
No, barefootlast, L-A-S-S, meaning yes. A barefoot girl.
Barefoot in the kitchen? Come on now.
But below are some wacky uses for Coca-Cola that have been sent in by my readers. Fact or fiction? You decide.
Okay.
The Coca-Cola name in China was first read as Kuka-Kula, meaning bite the wax tadpole, or female horse stuffed with wax, depending on the dialect. Coke then researched 40,000 characters to find a phonetic equivalent, Kokukul, translating into happiness in the mouth.
Aww. Coke can also be used to relieve the sting from jellyfish. All you have to do is pour the Coke over the sting. Vinegar works better.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, wealth of information. Peter C. from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada writes, "When I have the hiccups, I take a good mouthful of Coke and gargle it. My hiccups are gone each and every time. Can't wait until I get the hiccups so that I can try this one, Peter. Big note to thank you."
I wish I had some Coke to gargle this next statement.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amy in Los Angeles, California writes, "I'm a set dresser when I can get the work. And in movies, if you're going to shoot a dance scene or a fight scene in a place that has potentially slippery floors, we mop the floor with Coke and let it sticky up for a few moments before they do the scene. Then we don't have to worry about the actor slipping anymore."
Mm.
Thank you for sharing that, Amy.
Huh. Hey. Yeah. This is kind of weird. Like the other ones weren't. Corey from North Carolina writes, "I have two dogs that I exercise a lot. They attend performance events, and sometimes their foot pads get worn down.
Mm.
When the pads become shiny, it's time to soak them for 20 minutes in the glass bottled Coca-Cola. It prevents them from getting bloody paw pads from too much wear and makes the pads rough again. I don't know how it works, but it does."
Wow.
Thanks, Corey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did they discover that one?
I don't want to know.
No. Mary from Enfield, Middlesex, England writes, "When baking, if you need to plump raisins before adding to cookies and cakes, soak them in Coca-Cola instead of water. Water leaches out the flavor of the raisins, but Coke adds a spiciness and intensifies the flavor."
Because we like intensified raisins.
We do. Yeah. Super cooking tip there, Mary. Thanks.
Okay, here we go. Now it's summer, right? I'm still pasty white.
Okay.
Velma from Milwaukee writes, "I was in Mexico a couple of years ago, and a lady saw me tanning outside the hotel, and I just couldn't tan. She then said, 'Want a great tan?' 'Of course,' I said. She said, 'Buy some Coke, not Diet Coke, Cherry Coke, not generic Coke, just plain Coke, and apply it over the skin.' Believe me, I did, and laid out for a while. I got up and had the best tan ever. It lasted 6 to 7 months. That's because she didn't take a shower. So now I do it here in Milwaukee when it gets hot. I even use the Coke in the tanning machines, and it really works. And no bugs will eat you. The Coke dries in your skin, and then your skin is silky. This is my best tanning lotion I've ever used. Thanks, Velma. Can't wait to try it out." That's just weird.
Remember, folks, these are professionals. Don't try this at home. Lucy from Dorset in England writes, "I went to the hairdresser's today and asked her if there was anything that would strip dye from hair, or at least fade it. I have a thing for dyeing my hair, you see. And she said if you pour a bottle of Diet Coke and Diet Coke only over your hair, it helps fade the dye and even removes it.
Ew.
I tried it, and it did fade the dye considerably. Thanks a load."
Wow.
Lucy.
Jesse from Phoenix, Arizona writes, "If you put a can of Diet Coke and a can of regular Coca-Cola in a swimming pool, the regular Coke will sink, but the can of Diet Coke will float." Thanks for that interesting tidbit.
Okay. Run right home and try that one.
Mm-hmm.
"By accident, I found the perfect grout cleaner for my tile floors. I spilled a can of Coca-Cola on my kitchen floor. When I wiped it up, to my surprise, the grout was as white as can be."
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Kathy from McKees Rocks, Pennsylvania, sent in this great Coke tip. "Spray an inexpensive cola on your grass once a month for super green grass, which remains greener than other lawns through the fall and winter months. This really works. Also, for green grass and no bugs, combine one can of Coke, one cup of ammonia, and a quarter cup of dish soap, and spray on your grass once a month." They keep the dogs off, too. Okay, this one is weird.
Carlos writes, back home, and that's in Ecuador, South America, my brothers and I were at the farm one day. We didn't have electricity, but we had a small generator. But my dad didn't let us use it during the day, and we wanted to watch a soccer match. So we found out that our small TV had a 9-volt input on the side. So we took an old tractor battery, hooked it up to the TV, and we put lemon juice inside the battery to see if it would make it come alive again. Well, it kind of did. But we had a tiny image, and it died in seconds. So my brother, as a joke, said, let's put Coca-Cola in there. And wow. The thing worked perfectly. I can't remember how long it lasted. All I remember is that it worked great, and we had a pretty impressed. And we were pretty impressed. Wow. Thanks for that interesting Coca-Cola tip, Carlos.
Okay, here we go. In many states, the highway patrol carries 2 gallons of Coke in the trunk to remove blood from the highway after a car accident. Kim from Washington State writes, I thought I would inform you that the information on your website about the highway patrol carrying Coca-Cola in the back of the patrol cars is not a myth. It is indeed very true. The reason for it is that it eats the blood off the concrete and looks like water. Therefore, it is not so noticeable as kitty litter or sawdust. Thought that would clear it up for you. I've worked for the State Patrol cleanup crew for a number of years. Thanks, Kim.
Yeah.
So if you slip and kill someone and you want to cover it up, that's so sad.
But it doesn't work on floorboards. Anyways, no. Gina Logan from Asheville, North Carolina writes, here's a trick I've known for about years. I was surprised that it wasn't shown on your Coke page. Pour a can of Coke on your car's battery connections to remove the cruddy corrosions. A clean corrosion makes it easy to start your car. It's on now. Thanks, Gina. And that's true.
Okay.
That one is true because we've done it.
You know what scares me?
Mm.
We drink this stuff.
Yeah. But it's so good.
Hey, Sarah. Guess what we get to do now?
Mm-mm.
Jokes. We found a website called thepunoftheday.com.
Very punny.
Very punny. So, do you remember our punchlines, do you think? You will when I say the things. Okay. First one. What did the alien say when he landed at a soft drink company?
Lend me to your reader.
Later.
Oh. Later, yes. And why did they take soft drinks off the menu? Do you remember that one? Just to Sprite people. Plunk. What is a soda musical? Fanta of the Opera.
It only gets better, folks. Trust me.
What do you call a soda pixie? You remember that one? Sprite. Did you hear about the soda that lost his job? He got canned. Did you hear about the guy who got hit in the head with a can of soda and lived? He was lucky that what? What was it?
It was a soft can.
Soft drink. Yes, exactly. How do you season a cola?
Oh.
Dr. Pepper.
And what do you call a eucalyptus eating marsupial soda? That one's hard. That's a cola beer. What do you call a boy band made of soda? Pop singers.
But wait, there's more.
What is a soda popular in Sweden? Ven up. Okay, you'll remember this one. What happened when the orange soda couldn't get a date?
What
happened when the orange soda could not get a date? What's your favorite orange drink?
Fanta.
He was fanted. Yeah, moving on. He was crushed. How do you know who is on the phone? How do sodas know who's on their phone?
Yes.
With cola ID.
We're almost there, folks.
Yes. What is haunted soda called? Scream soda. And this one I know, you know. What do you call a soda that can stop rain?
Hawaiian poncho.
Ta-da.
Very good. Yeah. That's all we have, though, for the jokes. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, with this in mind.
We practiced that. Can you believe we actually practiced that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Wunderbar.
So I have a weekly rant.
Oh, cool.
We probably won't get through it all.
Okay.
But the great beginning. Sometime in the 40s, the Hartman brothers began bottling a lithiated lemon drink as a mixer for hard liquor. They called the drink Mountain Dew, after the moonshine made in the Tennessee mountains. I find this somewhat ironic, as I've never found anything that mixes well with dew. Rum and Coke, gin and Sprite, whiskey and Dr. Pepper, Mountain Dew, and...
Yeah.
Trust me, I've tried everything in the liquor cabinet, and if anyone out there has a recipe, please post it.
Also somewhat ironic is a dental condition endemic to the Appalachian Mountains in very rural areas of the South, and it is known as the Mountain Dew Mouth. The high sugar and acid content of the drink, combined with the tendency of drinkers to sip from the bottle all day long, creates a perfect breeding ground for plaque-causing bacteria.
And this article had a picture of it.
Yep.
Thank God it's radio. Helping to cement Mountain Dew's pride of place in the redneck diet was the hillbilly iconography used in the 1950s to the early 70s, starring Willie Grandpappy the Hillbilly,
yep,
including a label featuring him shooting at a man running out of an outhouse.
Yep. After their being turned down by Pepsi-Cola in the early 60s, the current owners then changed the formula, decreasing carbonation and adding more sugar, caffeine, yay, caffeine, and orange flavor to avoid competing with the Pepsi current lemon-lime flavor drink Team.
Team?
Ha, Team.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Ooh? I thought I heard Scooby-Doo over there go, whoa!
Sprite.
Yeah. Okay.
Thus, the Mountain Dew we all know and loved obsessively was born and was sold to Pepsi on September 2nd, 1964.
It soon boasted sales second only to Pepsi itself, and a new advertising campaign featuring Grandpappy and all his hillbilly kin was launched, encouraging Dew drinkers to, yahoo, drink Mountain Dew, it'll ticker your innards.
Yep.
Yipper.
This iconography was brought back in 2008 as a smartphone app by Pepsi, apparently in the lame attempt to be all hip and satirical, since the people who actually remember the hillbilly ads are drinking Metamucil with prune juice. Oh, wow. Not exactly the smartphone demographic.
Although not nearly as creepy as the 1974 ad slogan, Hello, Sunshine, Hello, Mountain Dew. Yeah. There have been many oddly worded slogans over the years, like, get that barefoot feeling drinking Mountain Dew.
Yep.
And put a little Yahoo in your life.
Yahoo.
And do it country cool.
Yahoo-y.
Yeah.
During the 80s, there was the paradigm shift in advertisement that was targeted mainly to teenage boys using the idea of extreme, skateboard tricks, skydiving, bungee jumping, gratuitous headbutting, those kind of things. Not that your average 14-year-old did any of these things, but drinking Dew gave him the illusion that other people might think that at any moment he might just do a 360 ollie with a flip. Sort of like standing on the corner smoking makes you think you look cool.
Yeah. Hey, Sarah, how old's your brother?
14.
14. I wonder if he thinks he has an illusion that he's cool.
Cool.
Does he drink Mountain Dew? Your dad does.
He doesn't.
He doesn't? No, he's a smart kid.
Do-do-do.
Since the kids of the 80s are now the middle-aged parents who drink Starbucks for their caffeine kick, of teens who drink things like Red Bull, Monster, and Rockstar, and disdain the puny amounts of caffeine in a Dew, the advertising paradigm has shifted again. The latest bottles seem targeted to the geek and gamer. World of Warcraft game fuel to anyone?
Ta-da.
The guy who has no plans to jump off or out of anything, but needs to stay up until 3 a.m. for an epic dungeon run with his guild. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my peeps in dead silence.
Well, mixing Dew with peroxide and baking soda was supposed to glow in the dark. But as far as I can tell, all it does is make a horribly smelly.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. And, of course, you've done the thing with Mentos.
Of course.
Yes, I'm not doing enough.
But that's not Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew, I did Coke. It doesn't work in Diet Coke. Did you know that? Only Coke.
Coke.
You put the Mento in the bottle, and it takes off like a rocket.
Mythbusters played with that one.
Oh, okay. I have another top five list.
Cool.
Well, it's actually not a list. It's all the ones that didn't make it to the list.
Okay.
More signs Americans drink way too much soft drinks.
Yeah.
Yes. And keeping with the former story, after a while, you no longer do the do, it does you. Yahoo!
It is no longer considered rude to ask someone how much they earn in sodas per hour.
Yes.
Wow.
Large-size fast food soda cups are being stockpiled by FEMA to use as hurricane rescue boats.
Because you're not allowed to sell them in half the cities anymore.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Teddy Roosevelt chiseled off of Mount Rushmore to make way for Dr. Pepper.
The Supreme Court sides with Coke in a lawsuit against the United States government and demands the removal of all red and white stripes from its flags, bunching and other marketing materials as an infringement of Coke's classic color scheme.
That is a great sign that Americans are drinking way too many soft drinks.
And that we are all a blue state.
Yes.
Ooh.
The lab results.
Hey, no, I got to tell a story.
Okay.
I met my in-laws last night.
Yeah.
My future in-laws. And I hid the Michelle and Barack stand-up figures that I have in the bedroom.
Smart.
Yes. But I forgot that I have this gigundous book called the Barack Obama, The Rise and Greatness of Barack Obama. And I think she saw it when she came in the door, but she waited till her way out the door. And she stops in front of my bookcase and she goes, "Well, look at this." She read the book and she looked at me and she goes, "So how's that working for you now?"
There you go. Great question.
And hey, you know, I am the epitome of tact. So I said, "I don't know. That must be a really difficult job." Yeah, so I guess I don't have the same political affiliations as my future in-laws.
Yeah.
But it was really funny because I thought that Glenn was going to choke. He was laughing so hard.
Bada bing.
And I really should have gotten those cutouts and
gotten
shown them to her, but I didn't. Anyway, who cares about oil? The price of soda has risen to $8 a barrel.
What?
I skipped a few.
Yeah.
Okay, go to the last one.
Again, this is a sign of signs of Americans are just drinking way too many soft drinks. They talk about weird political stuff. Anyways, that's not jaundice. It's a Mountain Dew overdose.
There you go.
Ta-dun-tun.
I have a couple ruminations.
Ruminominations.
Yes, sir.
Can you say ruminominations?
Can you try? Ruminations. No?
See, I can't say the word ruminate, so I say rumination.
This is the only time I've ever seen her speechless.
Ta-da.
Is your mouth frozen from drinking that culotta?
Men in Black 3.
They can't hear you on the radio if you
just...
Look cute. They don't know that you look cute on the radio. She's very cute. Anyway, yes, I'd like to buy the world a Coke. Just one, though.
Okay.
That way, it would teach everyone to share. It's by Anthony Myers.
Call me embittered, but I lost a mother and two brothers to the Cola Wars, and I'll be darned if I'm going to lose my pop. Michael Cunningham.
I love Michael. Oh, and I do actually have I have something else for us.
Okay.
Yes, I have a little quiz.
Quiz. Ta-da.
Quiz. I can't find it, but yeah.
And this is from funtrivia.com.
Yes. So what does RC and RC Cola stand for? The inventor's initials, Royal Collection, Rapid City, or Royal Crown?
It's actually Royal Crown.
Yes. And another pharmacist, Claude Hatcher, invented RC Cola in 1905 in the basement of his family's grocery business.
And I prefer RC over the rest.
Yeah. It's hard to find. Glenn brought some back from down south. It was really good. RC Cola and Moon Pies.
Yes.
There's a balanced diet.
You can get Moon Pies at Cracker Barrel.
Really?
They sell Moon Pies.
Hey, Sarah. Let's go to Cracker Barrel after this. Anyway, may your days be sweet to soda.
And your nights be full of pop.
And that is all we have for today. I am Kat.
And I'm Joe.
And who are you?
And I'm Sarah.
And together we're... Cat Soup! The best of internet radio... Internet humor. The best of internet humor on the radio. I've had too much Mountain Dew. Have a good week.
Folks, have a blessed week.
With my tail in the air.